Oh boy, oh boy, what a show that was, huh? I liked it.
It was pretty good.
It was a really good show this week. And a long one too. Yeah. 2 hours 40-something minutes.
Yeah, well, great, we had interview. Sam on.
Yeah, man. It's just a fantastic show. This is the type of content that I always want us like to be on the regular with. I want interviews with really awesome people. Yeah. You know?
Did I or did I not send a cheeky email that you don't know about?
Maybe.
Oh, was it about the thing?
No, not about that thing.
Oh, okay.
About another guest coming on.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me?
No.
You don't want to jinx it?
I mean, I'll jinx it, but I want to keep it a surprise.
All right, Luke.
Don't put me in that bubble.
It was for a surprise. I didn't know. All right. and he's like, Chief Patoni. He's like, I did not get to half of the questions I wanted to ask him. I'm like, fair. It's fair.
Seems like a cop out.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't trust him. I don't think he's a good friend. Kyle.
Joe.
This is the after show where we talk about random things.
Yeah.
And
I know I hinted at it earlier in the show and you're like, oh, it's for the after show. So I can tell my prom story if you want.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, talk about that before we get heated and argue.
Before what?
We get into a fight.
About Joel and Leon?
Yeah.
I mean, you're so wrong. Thinking it's an easy fight for Leon is outstanding.
100%
it's an you're easy so fight. You're so fucking wrong.
He just shoots him in the head.
Joel also has a gun. That's an irrelevant point.
That you miss. He misses all the time with.
So does my Leon. What are you talking about?
You need to get a better Leon. Cause
what are you talking about?
The red 9 ain't missing a shot.
Okay, cool.
He's a fucking rock launcher. Okay, continue. What's your prop story?
Junior year prom.
Yeah.
I had a huge crush on a girl that lives across the street from me.
Okay.
On the same bus. Had a crush on her since middle school. And I finally had the urge to ask her to prom, or not the urge. Like, I kicked the anxiety, the nerves, the butterflies. Like, you know what? Just fucking do it. You know, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did. She said she would think about it, but she was leaning towards yes. The next day, she came to me and says, "No, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm going with a friend." I'm like, okay, you know, obviously bums.
Yeah.
But then I kind of stumbled into the date that I went with.
Okay.
As kind of like, she didn't have a date to prom. I didn't have a date. And other mutual friends were like, why don't you just ask her? Fair. And it was just kind of thing. And then she kind of took over. It was wild. She had like, this is what my corsage is going to be. Here are the colors. Here's what you're wearing.
She got a little bit too into it.
Chill. Yeah. I'm a junior in high school. I don't care. I've never been on a date in my life. Chill out.
Sure.
Come to find out after prom or a year or two after, I think we're in college. Mm-hmm. The girl that I asked to junior prom initially told me that she regrets not going with me because she feels she feels that moment is the downturn in her life. Okay. As like, she feels like she would have been happier if she went with me and outcomes could have been different. And the reason why is, the same mutual friend who I'm still sort of friends with today. I forgave her, told this girl who lived across the street, let's call her
Melanie,
Georgia.
Okay.
Told Georgia that she shouldn't go with me because I'm not cute enough or I'm not, you know, whatever. I forgot the exact reasoning. Yeah, it was really shitty.
Yeah.
And
high school girls are the meanest.
Yeah, high school. It's stupid. And I feel like that has kind of just been my love life ever since. The lack of confidence starts from there. And so when I did actually go on that first date with her to the movies with all their girlfriends and had that awkward moment, I was like, I'm so out of my league here. I was all set. I was all gung-ho on this one girl. And then that kind of got ripped away. And
sure.
So senior year, I went with my crush and it was a great time.
Yeah.
Walked her to her door because her family was very strict.
Okay.
After the limo, we had like 20 something people and it was like a stretch Hummer. I think we all binged for.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a stop because she couldn't go to, we were having a bonfire and we just stayed on the beach all night. It was a great time. But we went to drop her off. I went to walk her to the door and I was going to try to give her a goodnight kiss. And we turned the corner and her dad is sitting on the front step shirtless. And nice. We're like, all right, you're home, Julia, not a real name. Okay, yeah. Get inside. And I was like, oh, I had a great time. Gave her a quick little hug. Shook his hand and he just turned around, didn't say a word to me, just went inside.
Yeah.
So cool. And then I went back to the limo and they all made fun of me. So I was like, man. Come on.
Give
the big guy a break.
You wanna know my prom story?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. I should have asked there was three girls. Okay. I wanted to ask girl number one, but she was just like, oh, I'd love to, but I'm legitimately not going. Okay, fair.
It's a legit reason.
And she didn't go. It wasn't like she went with someone else. She was like, I have literally no interest. I was like, okay, fine. I get all fucking ugly. Then this one girl that I was talking to after the fact, that girl number two. So she's technically girl number three, but I'm kind of exceptioning it. That like girl number two that I asked already got a dress. So it was just like, oh, I can't do that to her. Though I am into girl number three. Now, girl number two was my friend. I'll call him Bruce. Bruce's friend. And Bruce is from another school from across the way. And his friend, I'm going to name her Collie. She was a cutie. And he's like, listen, she's very cute. And I think you two would hit it off. And we did. Like we all like hung out first and whatever. And she was a great date, by the way. Fantastic. And midway through us talking, you know what Bruce does? Makes a move on girl number two.
Oh.
And they become boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh.
And that really made me mad. But the great thing about that though was like there was no expectations of a smooch. Right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And the weird thing was like they were in a love triangle. So like Collie was kind of like, oh, it was like a random hookup one day. And he was actually into this one girl, Lucy.
Okay.
So I went with Collie and it was awesome. I got my white tux that I wanted. We had literally a blast.
Yeah.
And like it was a lot of fun. And then afterwards, I hooked up with Lucy, and that made Bruce very upset at me. Okay. And I'm like, really? You dumb idiot. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
How does that work out?
Yeah. Okay. He was not a good friend.
If you haven't, fair.
Like, you know? Yeah. And was not a good boyfriend to her. I was very upset about that. He was, he's a real class act. But yeah, that was my prom story. It was awesome.
I'm trying to pull up.
Okay.
I think I've showed you this photo before.
All right.
Sorry, audio listeners.
No. This is interesting. I drove also. There was no limousine. It was just my Jetta.
Fair.
That I got from. Oh, look at you, strapping young man.
Yeah. So that's me.
Uh huh.
Rocking the silver tux. I looked good, or the silver vest. I looked real good.
You looked real good.
And this was my crush in the purple dress.
Oh, okay.
She was incredible. We were friends for all senior year. Mm-hmm. And we spent all of AP physics, because I attempted that. I sucked real bad.
I could never do it.
Just joking around AP. The entire class.
Fair.
To the point where our teacher was kind of like, just ask her out already. Yeah. Just like, what just are we doing kiss here? You too.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now she has a family with like three kids. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Collie. I hope she's doing good. Same with Bruce. I hope he got his shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. That said, I'm not salty about it. Listen.
I just want to run over the bridge at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. I never get the whole thing of like, oh, like the like high school days, like the nostalgia of it. It's like, dude, I had to ask my parents for gas money. Like, it wasn't that great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had an allowance, you know?
I think the appeal.
I was playing with slinkies. Joe, were you in high school or were you
part of the Dust Bowl? What's going on here? Part of that appeal, which I do wish I was like back at high school in some points, is just your responsibility is like very minimal for other things. That's so true. That is what I miss 1,000,000%.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's just get it out of the way now. Okay.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We don't need a top tier for this. I just want to talk to you.
Okay.
Because I feel like you're on a ledge.
I'm on a ledge?
Yeah. You know that one movie, Fugitive, with Harrison Ford?
Yeah, what about it?
And the other guy? What's his name?
Sure. I've never seen it, but...
Oh, really? You never seen The Fugitive?
No. Is it Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, you should, because it's a classic. But, I feel like you're like I'm pointing the gun at you as Tommy Lee Jones, and I'm like, don't jump, don't do it. And then you're like, you're Harrison Ford, you're so fucking cool. You're like, I'm just gonna do it anyway. I'm innocent, you dummy. You know, I'm gonna prove it. Mm-hmm. Fugitive. You agree Joel is gonna lose?
No.
You think Joel wins the fight?
Yeah.
Against the government trained.
Yes.
Espionage spy.
Yes.
With expertise.
Uh-huh.
In, I guess you say, the paranormal.
Sure.
Because of street smarts.
Yeah. I think Joel's environment in The Last of Us universe has made him hardened and has given him roughly a community college level version of the CIA training. And I don't mean that in a slight to real people going to community college.
Right. Get that associates.
Absolutely. I just mean that in video game terms, that's the easiest way I can explain it.
Right. You're in community college. You're not in Harvard. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still a degree. You can still do great things with it.
Exactly. I went to community college.
Yeah, I did for my master's.
I went to two of them.
So
a lot of people know that. Nothing wrong with it.
No, absolutely not.
It's cheaper. You get the basics done there, then you get the fun stuff out.
Yes. Yeah. It's smart. It's smarter.
Smart. It's economical.
Yeah. But I think Joel's skills match Leon's when it comes to a fight. And here is where I think the framing of this fight is where we differ and how I am envisioning it and you are envisioning it. When I hear fight, no guns allowed. I'm thinking fist fight. I think Joel whips Leon to a bloody pulp.
He had a knife fight.
No weapons.
Even still.
No, there's no way. There's no way. What the hell happened to my chair? What the heck was that noise? I swear that was the chair.
That's wild.
No, fist fight, Joel's taking Leon, no problem. That'll be a really close fight. Joel win.
Wow. All I gotta say, element of surprise, Leon wins, you know?
What do you mean?
Element of surprise. Joel doesn't see it coming.
Neither does Leon.
Do you want to see all the wacky shit Leon does through the campaign?
Do you forget that Joel can see silhouettes of people through walls?
He has really good hearing, which at this point doesn't make sense. He's almost 60.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about let's just break this argument down. Honestly, can I be real?
Yeah.
Your explanation exhausted me.
Good.
All right, let's talk about this community college of yours that you're going to, okay?
Yeah.
You don't think Leon went, and I shouldn't be using your argument because it's a straw man argument. But I'm going to use it, and I'm still going to beat you in it, okay?
Okay.
Do you not think Leon had the same type of experience?
No.
Where was he in Resident Evil 2?
See, this is where you are choosing what to include. He went through all that training prior to those events. Joel learned all his skills in the thick of it.
Right. And I'm telling you, Leon, first off, I think Leon in Resident Evil 2 could still kill Joel.
You're insane.
He killed Mr. X.
With what? Guns.
Kyle.
Hand to hand, Joel's whipping his ass.
Again, this is such the Batman if he has prep time. Okay.
No, it's not.
How much prep time?
You didn't say gunfight. You said fight.
No. Because here's the thing. We're talking a fight, right? And the Batman argument is, okay, well, what type of fight are we having? It's a fight. They walk into a room and someone has to die.
Okay.
My money is on the guy that's literally survived a nuclear explosion in Raccoon City that defeated mechanized beasts, defeated Mr. X, defeated crab monsters, defeated needles for head people.
Okay.
I mean, mech, like kaiju.
Okay.
And looked good doing it. He didn't break a sweat.
Looks have nothing to do with the fight. He didn't go, get that out of here.
That was a lot. You know what he does after he blows up a church? He goes, what's that? Bingo night? He had a fucking quip at the ready, Kyle. He's ready to make jokes.
How does that help anyone in a fight?
Because that's how little serious he's taking it.
Oh,
he's saying, God. You're just telling me Joel is in a pond, and then all of a sudden there's a whale monster after him. He's surviving that encounter?
Yeah.
Joel wouldn't last 15 minutes in haunted Madrid, okay? He's not lasting it.
The entire world in The Last of Us is singular, self-contained.
Once he gets the Salazar?
No. Shut up. The whole entire world in The Last of Us is the self-contained biohazard events in Resident Evil, except it's not contained in a small little area. Each time, there are outside people in that world that are living their best lives. In The Last of Us, you have to scrounge and scrap for every little tiny thing in order for your survival. And Joel was doing that for 20 plus years. Well, Leon's had a few years of some tough situations. Those 20 years, I think, have hardened Joel into becoming one of the fiercest fighters out there. And you can see that in the game. He takes on dozens of men at one time and kicks all their ass.
Leon takes on an entire village. An entire village.
Okay.
The first 10 minutes. And then goes into a creepy castle. And when we're talking about, Joel has really good hearing. Remember, you don't have to, you can't make a peep in that dungeon.
That was a joke, Joe. I don't take that hearing seriously.
But I'm taking it seriously. Leon can't make a peep in that dungeon, Kyle. Or else Big Hulking Beast knows exactly where he is.
Oh, okay.
It's going to mess him up. Uh-huh. And even then, you can still kill him because Leon knows what to do.
Yeah, okay.
Infected doggos, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
He's going to marty him.
Sure, and I'm sure Leon can just heal by eating a viper carcass in mere seconds. What are you talking about?
Are you telling me Joel and his fucking shitty knees, it's going to take a few bandages?
Joe. You can't call his knees shitty when he literally can crouch walk for hours on end with no exhaustion.
Every time he gets up, he's like,
oh, no, he doesn't. In your mind, he does. He doesn't.
First off, he takes a pipe. He doesn't even get back up. Where I said that, and that could have been a. I mean, He gets stabbed in part one, and he's out for like 6 months.
Realistic.
Leon Kennedy gets infected with a virus. Spoilers, I guess, but like gets infected with the virus and it's killing him. Okay. And he's trying to find the cure.
Sure.
While saving the president's daughter. And let's just talk about that, Kyle.
Well, what's the cure, Joe? What's the cure? Oh, a handy dandy a little laser pointer because the technology is there.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the cure in The Last of Us?
There is none.
Exactly.
And you know what? There could have been one, but Joel is Joel.
No, absolutely not.
Here's the thing. Asked by the president of these United States of America.
Sure.
He walks in. He's like, "President, are you awake?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" Why don't I wait? What are you talking about? It's like, hey, thank you, President. President Biden, I need to save your daughter. What are you talking about? You mean Hunter's laptop? You know, like stuff like that. And it's a joke. Everybody laugh. I'm going to vote for him. Stop yelling at me. Whatever you do, just stop yelling at me, please. He gets asked by the President of the United States to save his daughter. That's how, a huge responsibility.
How?
Only him. The President of the United States, okay, has unfathomable power. The most powerful man in the world, the President of these United States of America. And you know what? To be progressive, a woman as well. Could have been a lady. I don't know. Most powerful person in the world, President of these United States. Could have sent SEAL Team 6. Wouldn't get the job done. Leon Kennedy in a Jeep Wagoneer. That's going to get the job done. Save my daughter. All right.
You literally described Marlene choosing Joel because he is the only one that can handle escorting Ellie across the fucking country without a helicopter to go to a faraway land.
Thank God your mic is screwing up. First off, I mean this, you know, not to be a dick. Fix your mic. Secondly, she doesn't trust Joel. She trusts Tess to do it. Joel's sleeping because he's tired.
Combo.
Tired Joel. Sleepy Joel. Combo. Miller.
What are you talking about?
He goes, gonna get some shut eye. And he goes, Tess is out
doing recon because they're a team.
And guess what?
What happened to the little team at the beginning of RE4 that's with Leon, the two police officers? He let them die.
He didn't let them die. First of all, one had to bust a piss. The second one.
You don't think, hey, let's go in pairs. Something crazy is going down in this village.
Because Leon doesn't even know that the village is infected. He's walking in, and he's like, oh, my God, all these people are speaking the Spanish.
Joe, the president's daughter has been kidnapped in that area. Right. High alert. That's a red flag number one on Leon's part. You should have been self-aware and taken all necessary precautions.
This is a plot, you know, hole. Like, you know, plot hole. Like, this is... But easily, but this is the same premise. Oh, easily explained?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, like Neil Druckmann inspired by Resident Evil 4, even through the story itself, you know? Let's talk about all the people Joel meets. Where are they going? Probably heaven. Where's he going? Probably heck.
What was that argument? I feel like I just had a mini fever dream. What? Where do the people Joel meet go? Okay. Excuse me?
I can't spoil The Last of Us, but like, it's The Last of Us, you know? That's what I'm trying to say.
Sure, and Leon damn well makes sure that he is also the last of us in that village.
Okay, so what's more challenging of a fight?
Oh my God. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
A couple of strangers, stragglers, or a Spanish cult. What's more terrifying? What's more dangerous? And oh, by the way, if you some of these people, you shoot them in the head, they pop out and they're lizard. They're like insect centipede monsters.
Okay.
Which one's more terrifying? Which one's more of a threat?
Is that the argument?
Yeah. I'm saying pound for pound, the enemies in RE4 are so much more dangerous.
You specifically take, like, the human enemies in The Last of Us, and you are choosing not to bring up being wary of spores, being wary of clickers.
Bring up the clickers. What's more terrifying, a clicker?
Clickers.
Or a goddamn, what are the things called?
You don't even know. Las Plagas. You're welcome.
No, not the Las Plagas. Las Plagas. Las Plagas. Or the goddamn the insect monster in the goddamn basement. Cryogenically frozen. That's the only way you could kill him. T2 style.
Are you thinking of the Dead Space enemy?
No, the Dead Space enemy is inspired by this guy.
I think you're talking about the Iron Maidens and the
not just the Iron Maidens, but I would take listen
the Regenerators.
What's more scary, the Regenerators or a bloater? I'm gonna take a Regenerator 9 times.
You're
out of 10.
Fucking high as a kite.
Let me see boss fights.
Are you kidding? The bloater is weaker than a Regenerator.
I'm not. And first off, bloater again. All you gotta do in this world is just be quiet and shut your mouth. And you're going to live because they're all like, that's all they got.
Okay.
These motherfuckers got eyes. They could see.
Leon could have also have gone quiet and just gotten Ashley. But here he is at the start of RE4, standing on the edge of the town with the binoculars out, staring directly at this village of people, and he just waltzes up expecting everyone to be friendly?
Where is that in the code book? Takes on every goddamn infected and lives to tell the tale. Alone.
I would like to see where in Leon's intense training to be a government agent does it say kidnap a human. You're on a mission, and it says, just walk straight into where you believe this person is being held captive. I'm sure they'll be friendly to all outside agents and police officers and government agents. Where is that part of the training? Oh, they might be.
It might be espionage. Okay. You don't think Leon could put on glasses, a fake mustache, and speak a little Spanish and fool some people?
Absolutely not.
I don't know about that.
Because he gives out his radio frequency to the villains to contact him whenever he wants.
Listen. Man, that's a plot device. How are they talking in Avengers Endgame at the end? It doesn't make any sense. But you just believe it because it's hype. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about Vertigo, Chapter 10. How to beat Vertigo in Chapter 10. Leon must fight off.
Oh, I got it. I remember.
Right?
Ramon when you're running, you're waiting for the elevator, and you can turn on the cold pipes and whatever. Yeah, exactly. I gotcha.
Sadler turns into a kaiju, and Leon's like, don't worry, I got this. Like, I want to see it, Kyle. I want to see how you make this make sense.
I don't know how many more times I can say it. In a 1v1 fight.
Yeah.
I think Joel has more at his disposal to take out Leon.
What do you mean? 1v1 fight, there are no weapons. There are just fists.
I think Joel's fist will hurt more than Leon. Let's get that out of the way.
Let me get Joel Miller age, sex, location out here for a second. Okay. How old is Joel in The Last of Us? He's 56 years old.
Yeah.
You're telling me the guy that has his AARP card.
Okay, ageist enough here? What are we doing here? Old men can't be strong?
No, they can't. Not as strong as Leon Kennedy. Age 27 years old. Military trained.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
He is killing Joel.
No, he's not.
Look at
he's not.
How do you say that?
He's not.
Okay. Kyle. If you're picking anybody in a sport.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You're not gonna pick the 56-year-old. You can pick the 27-year-old kid.
Joe. That analogy doesn't work.
How does it not work?
Because in that scenario, you are picking somebody on looks alone without knowing what they can do.
Okay. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
You got to take him at you know, he's what, like 70? You going to take him at 70 years old, or are you going to take Kareem at his peak in the NBA? You going to take 27-year-old Kareem, or are you going to take 70-year-old Kareem?
Again, that argument doesn't make sense, because in the last was Joel was at his peak. We see him taking down these enemies at that age. What are you talking about here?
He's not at his peak. He's, oh my God.
We see him take out so many enemies at 50, whatever you just said.
Right. But way like, less. But way less at it. Like, he has to use sneaking around like a little cow.
Okay. That's a viable strategy.
It's a video game. Of course, you're playing as him. He's going to take out the whole line of guys.
You just said it's a video game.
But Leon could do the same thing and probably faster.
I'm telling you, Joel will do more damage to Leon's pretty little face than Leon would to Joel. In my headcanon, a fist fight, Joel does more damage.
You're talking about a fist fight in which, again, take the knives out of it. Take the knives out of it.
I did.
He fought with another.
I don't fight with knives in a fist fight, Joe.
Like Green Beret, and walked out and killed him, beat him. You're telling me. You're telling me Joel wins.
I think he has a very good chance to win. I would put it at an 85-90% chance to win.
This is the most fanboy thing I've ever heard. Kyle.
Oh, this is the most fanboy thing you've ever heard.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Oh, he's going to think about his daughter.
Never came out of my mouth once.
Okay, so you think Joel wins via fists, which is insane.
Yeah.
If they had a weapon, who's winning?
Leon.
So if a gunfight.
Leon.
A knife fight.
Leon and more Joel.
You never see Joel use a knife. You only use a
Doesn't matter. He can disarm. I think he could disarm Leon.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How is he going to disarm Leon?
Joel is all up. He's all about being up close.
Oh, my God.
Shivin clickers. Shivin enemies.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of the Shane Gillis, like, bit where he's like, you know, the Navy SEALs, when you think about it, kind of cowards, you know, they're going into hiding, they're just, you know, they're killing people in the dark using, you know,
night vision, yeah,
taking it, these guys out. Taliban, they're training using ladders and swing sets. And what I'm thinking is, like, how did Joel Miller train? Climbing swing sets, merry-go-rounds. How did Leon Kennedy survive? And maybe this is it. Maybe you don't know what it goes in, what it takes to be like at that level of.
Are you about to say? Are you about to say that I don't know what it takes, but you do?
Yes, because I have secondhand experience. Okay. My friend wanted to be like a Green Beret a Ranger.
Okay. Sure.
And one of the things you need.
Uh-huh.
In order to do that is, like, first off, you need to be thrown out of a helicopter like 100 plus times. But the other thing is, like, you need to, there's a 70, I think it's like a 72 hour test where you are given nothing and you have to survive.
Sounds like the Last of Us universe.
But and not sleep. And that's how it trains you.
Sounds like Last of Us universe.
Well, Joel took a fucking nap for six
months. One fucking time.
He got impaled.
He goes to sleep one time.
Yeah.
One time.
For 6 months.
That we see.
And then lets his teenage, you know, daughter help get him supplies. If if Ellie didn't get him supplies, he'd be done.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I am not saying he wouldn't.
Leon got those supplies himself. Oh my God. While he was infected. He saved himself.
Sure. So with a little help of the merchant. What? I'm sorry.
Huh? I'm sorry. Bill is the merchant. Bill gives him the guns. And
there's
stuff,
one
supplies.
Stop where you see Bill.
Yeah.
The rest is Joel.
And Bill gives him a whole bunch of
merchant show. Conveniently,
here's some duct tape. I'm gonna make a pipe bomb.
All these shops at all the very key moments of Leon's part of his story, he just hops up. You just have all these very, again, bright purple flame lanterns to show
where
his shop is,
that
the enemies won't be able to be like, oh, that's where he's getting his supply. Let's take him out. Well, Leon has been baby fed his entire fucking life. And I'm tired of you not seeing all the hardship Joel has gone through.
Okay, let's take the merchant out of this for just a second.
Let's go.
Leon in Resident Evil 2 fought Lickers, fought infected, fought Mr. X. Where's the merchant? Where's what are you buying? What are you selling? Where is he? Not there. And he did all those things. Yeah. All right. I solved the fucking puzzle to get the shotgun.
Sure.
I defeated Mr. X in that fucking elevator as he's morphing into God knows what.
Yep. And using his magical storage box that just happily has all the items in every single storage box in the whole game.
Kyle, how about the never ending fucking backpack that you have in the
last
What are
you talking
mess?
About? The
all same
the
system
items
that...
you. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? Your head for a
second. I want to get in your head.
You have, it's the same type of like, it's the same type of system in both games.
I know. I'm just being a dick right now.
You're something else, dude. You're something else. Leon in literally Raccoon City goes through what Joel goes through.
In a night. One night. Joel's entire existence for 20 plus years has been that over and over and over again.
And guess what? He got through it. And first of all, we don't even know if it's a night. He could have, like, you know, we don't know.
What are you talking about? We know that Joel and Tessa go on runs all the time for supplies.
Government secret agent Leon Kennedy.
You keep calling him a secret agent. He's not.
He has to go through vigorous training. It's not like, okay,
have you ever heard
fucking police academy, Kyle? Where like President Joe Biden calls me down going, oh, Joe, real good job at Raccoon City. Here's a gun and a badge and go save my fucking son, Hunter. You know? In East Bumblefuck, Spain. You're Spanish. You'll know your way around. And then just, I go.
Joe.
Training
is a great start. It's a great thing. I'm not going to say that Leon didn't get the training he needed. Okay?
Yeah.
But in some instances, I'm not saying all, which is where my argument comes from. Uh-huh. There are things that are taught outside of training that people can go through naturally that can equal or come close to the same kind of training. I argue, have you ever heard of a mixed martial artist? This is a real human being, by the name of Kimbo Slice.
Okay.
Kimbo Slice was notoriously known as a street boxer, right? It was like the World Star kind of videos where you're knocking out these fools. Okay. Decided to make the jump to become a professional boxer, which takes lots of intense training. And won 7 fights. And he didn't have the same training as they did. So my argument being that the way that Joel has lived his life and all the non-standardized intense training that Leon might have gone through would still help Joel in a fight against Leon. It's not... Joel is not inferior to Leon because he didn't go through military training. It can be equal.
Kimbo Slice is dead.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta give me someone that's alive. You're gonna tell me.
Okay.
You gotta tell me this. Rest in peace, Kimbo. What? He won some fight. Did he get a belt?
I honestly he won do some not fights. Know.
That's great. That's great. You know who never lost a fight, Kyle? SEAL Team 6. Okay. All right. Ever heard of the Greatest Stop. Generation?
Oh my god.
Let me ask Google.
Oh my god.
SEAL.
Oh my god.
SEAL Team 6.
You're making my back and neck ever pain so much worse.
Lost a fight.
Oh my god. Oh.
Whatever happened to the real SEAL Team 6? Let's see. Highlights, missions, sometimes exaggerated exploits. I'm a very patriotic in this segment. Sometimes facts, because you know what? It's always a fucking mystery, and that's what you got to really appreciate. They're keeping you on your toes. Have cemented the unit's reputation as well as its name, which was retired when the unit was decommissioned in 1987, but continues to be popularly used to refer to the unit's current iteration. Dev Guru. DEVGRU. And look at that. There's Barack putting one of those Medal of Honors on someone. Hey, question, Kyle. Where's Joel's Medal of Honor? That's right. He didn't get one.
There's no fucking president. What are you talking about? There's no organized government.
Yeah. Where's Joel's daughter? Just wondering.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah. Were members of SEAL Team 6 destroyed? Not to Quora, it's not. No SEAL Team 6 member was ever destroyed. In addition, they are hardly the only ones to access to the secrets. There are other people, blah, blah, blah. There you go. None of them died. These are commandos, and this is the type of training that Leon is getting. Military grade, not from some playground, not from the school of hard knots, all right? And guess what? Leon Kennedy would take on Kimbo Slice in a heartbeat. Kill him dead. Kill him dead. He's seen so much worse in the span of a night. And guess what? Guess what? Because of Leon Kennedy, those infections didn't spread, okay? He stopped him dead on his tracks night one. Not sure. Year 56 with regret.
Sure. He definitely stopped at night one. That's why there's several other Resident Evil games with other biohazards.
And yeah, that's okay. Because those characters are not good at their jobs. These are different viruses.
So Leon showing up in another game to stop a different virus.
Because he was so good at stopping the first one, Kyle.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
He killed Mr. X.
In the Resident Evil wiki, this is the wiki.
All right,
they refer to Leon as a survivor, not the savior, not the savior.
Survivor. Who's also a survivor?
Joel.
Okay. Yeah. How old's Joel? Old man Joel? AARP Joel? Who the fuck
cares about age?
His knees, also, he that's was what I'm thinking about.
Forcefully recruited into the top secret umbrella team.
He didn't even want to do it, and he's
exactly.
There and he's doing it.
Oh, but you, his it. Valor is so big, he didn't want to be a part of it.
And Joel didn't want to be a part of saving Ellie, but alas, here we are. You're trying to defame
Joe. I need a week off from the show. I can't talk to you.
You're trying to defame an American hero.
I can't do it.
And you're trying to defend a traitor to this
country. I can't do it. Joel. I just can't. I've hit peak Joe. I've had my allotted Joe time in the past.
Let's just ask, who would win in a fight?
4 hours.
Leon?
I don't care what the people think. I know.
Oh, Beyond talked about this. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear everyone say Joel.
It doesn't matter if other people believe what I believe. It's the fact that I believe me.
Leon is known for his acrobat skills, which makes it easier for him to avoid and dodge enemies. Of course. He does a backflip in a barn, not because he has to, but he wants to. He yearns for it. Kyle Stevenson. Kyle, is the earth flat?
No.
All right. Just need to make sure.
Again, there you are. You're gaslighting me to make me look like I'm the fucking crazy one.
You are! You're crazy. You're taking crazy pills tonight. I would say, okay, I would think truthfully, who would win in a fight? Joel or, I don't know, who's another old man? And you could have went, oh, Master Yoda, he's old. Master Yoda didn't fight Darth Vader because Yoda would have known. He would have got his cheeks clapped. Because Vader may be more machine than man, but Vader is way more force adept than Yoda. Okay, way more. You kidding me? Oh, Yoda's got all these years experience. He's 900 years old. Darth Vader killed the entire Jedi Order. Lived experience. All right. Go ask an old man if climate change is real. Because they're so smart, they've been on this earth longer. Come on.
Can we end this so I can go sit on the couch?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, how about this? I love you, Kyle.
I don't know if I can say the same back to you right now.
I can't wait till this poll goes up. I can't wait till the people hear this nonsense. But I love you, buddy. And I love you all. Thank you all for tuning in to Two Men Talk in Circles for 46 minutes. I've been your host, Joseph. Alongside me, as always, maybe for the last time, out of his own volition, Kyle Stevenson, because he's about McFucking had it. With all that said, with all that out of the way,
I'm like the McRib. I don't know if I'm coming back.
Fuck me.
I don't know. We'll see. Love y'all.
Bye.